Chapter 3. I start school at Salem House. The cart took me to Yarmouth. Mr. Barkis, the driver, asked me a lot of questions about Peggotty. He wanted to marry her, but he was afraid to speak to her about it. From Yarmouth, I took a coach to London. The coach was full of people, and we drove all night. I felt cold and uncomfortable. I was excited, though, when we reached London. Everyone got out, and I was left alone. I sat down and waited. At last, a young man arrived. He was very thin, and he wore dark, rather dirty clothes. "Are you the new boy?" he asked. "Yes, sir," I said. "Come with me," he said. "My name's Mel. I teach at Salem House. I'll take you there. It's on the other side of London, about 6 miles from here." "Can I buy some food?" I asked. "I had nothing on the journey, and I'm very hungry." "Yes," he said. "We'll go to my mother's house, and you can eat it there." So I bought some bread and some eggs, and we went to a small house near London Bridge. It was clear that his mother was very poor. When she saw her son, her eyes lit up. I sat down near the small fire while she cooked the eggs. I ate them with great enjoyment. "Play your pipe," Mrs. Mel said. Her son took his pipe from his pocket and played a song on it. He played badly, but his mother smiled happily. Then we left her poor little house and went to the school. There was nobody there. It was, I thought, probably the school holidays. "This is your new home," Mr. Mel told me. "Follow me." He took me to the schoolroom, a big, empty place. On one desk there was a large board. On it was written, "Stay away, he bites." "Please, Mr. Mel," I said, "where's the dog?" "What dog?" he asked. I showed him the board. "There isn't a dog," he told me. "That board is for you. I'm sorry about this, but I have my orders. You have to wear it." That night, I slept at the school. When I got up, Mr. Mel tied the board to my back. I had to wear it every day, and I suffered terribly.